Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday, July 8th. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, a tough day for tech stocks, and Samsung warns of a profit drop. But first, Amazon.com has proposed that Hachette Book Group authors keep 100% of the revenue from their digital book sales while the online retailer and publisher negotiate a new ebook contract. That's according to people familiar with the matter. Amazon is pushing for a greater share of ebook revenue. Samsung's warning of a third straight quarter of profit decline highlights the pitfalls of the tech giant's reliance on smartphone sales. While strong smartphone sales have propelled the company's growth over the last 2.5 years, the reliance on them is a double-edged sword. When sales are good, the benefits trickle down to its other businesses, including components. But Samsung said its operating earnings in the latest quarter likely fell by anywhere from around 22 to 26.5% from a year earlier, hit by a glut of unsold smartphones, which also hurt the performance of the businesses that make microprocessors and displays used in its mobile devices. WSJD.com reports there are new worries about a Comcast acquisition. The journal's Bill Fantini explains.
Comcast's recent purchase of FreeWheel Media, one of the major players in online video advertising, is stoking fears at media companies that the cable giant is gathering too much influence over the digital TV business, adding to the leverage it already has in traditional television. Several large media companies use FreeWheel's technology to show ads and TV programming viewed on tablets, smartphones, and other devices. Now, execs at several of the large conglomerates that work with FreeWheel say they're concerned Comcast will have access to crucial data about their TV networks, including ad pricing and volume, what shows are being watched, and by whom. That's especially worrisome since Comcast also owns NBC Universal, which is one of their big competitors. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.
The latest government numbers show more people are giving up their landline phones. Now, 4 out of 10 households across the nation rely solely on cell phones for communication. The rate has doubled in the last 5 years, but there are signs the cord-cutting trend may be leveling off. Coming up, a look at how tech stocks fared today.
Is there a voice in your head saying, you can do better with your finances? Well, know that you can do better. Save more for retirement and reduce costly broker and mutual fund fees with a free, easy, and secure tool called Personal Capital. In one place, Personal Capital aggregates all of your accounts, like your 401k and IRA, shows how much you're overpaying in fees, and how to reduce those fees. You also get tailored advice on optimizing your investments. That's the personal in Personal Capital. When you're ready, Personal Capital will assign an expert advisor to you to talk about how to make the most of your investments, both by helping to optimize your portfolio and reduce your fees. Take the first easy step. Go to personalcapital.com/WSJ to check if you're overpaying on your annual investment fees. Signing up takes just a minute. Personal Capital gives you total clarity and transparency to make better investment decisions on the web or on your smartphone or tablet. To set up your free account, go to personalcapital.com/WSJ. That's personalcapital.com/WSJ.
Stocks ended lower again today. The NASDAQ down 60 at 43.91, a loss of about 1%. The Dow was down 117 at 16,906. The S&P fell 13. Shares of Groupon today down 2.5%, even though the online deals company was upgraded to buy from neutral by analysts at B. Riley. King Digital Entertainment shares today down about 2% after Monday's roller coaster session. Facebook today fell about 4%. Twitter was down 7%. Google fell almost 2%. Apple was down about 0.5%. Again, the NASDAQ falling 60. Remember to check out the latest news at WSJD.com. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal.